From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball in Washington. Hundreds of people turned out at an anti-gun rally in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday. Survivors of the shooting at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School spoke at the rally to condemn gun laws and rail against the National Rifle Association, the powerful lobbying group that works to protect gun rights. Delaney Tarr said she lost four of her close friends and is angry that suspect Nicholas Cruz legally purchased the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle authorities say he used to kill 17 people Wednesday at the school.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, he was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
Florida's welfare agency investigated Cruz after he cut himself in an online video, but found him stable, according to state records. The U.S. Attorney General has ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation responded to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission on Friday that the FBI, the top law enforcement agency in the U.S., had ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed the 17 people and wounded 14 others at the school in Florida on Wednesday. You're listening to VOA News from Washington.